If you struggle with keeping promises to yourself, then this video is for you. So over the past few weeks, we've been talking about developing everything from self-control to overcoming our excuses and becoming more disciplined. And one of the areas that I feel like is really necessary in order to see the growth that you want to see in yourself is the ability to keep promises that you make to yourself. We keep promises to everyone else. We keep promises to our family, to our friends, to our bosses. We keep promises to our clients. But when it comes to keeping promises to ourselves, that seems to be an area where a lot of people struggle. I know for me, I would always say I would do things and I was going to do things by this certain time. And I would have very meaningful intentions when I said it. But then sometimes time would go by or I didn't feel the urgency that I once felt before. And I would find that the things that I would say I would get done would kind of fall on the back burner. And this honestly became a real issue for me, especially when it came to procrastination. I would spend so much time working on things for everyone else that by the time I got home to do my own things after my 9-to-5, I would be depleted and I wouldn't even have enough energy to show up for myself. And so when I began to develop self-control and discipline, one of the areas that I really had to apply that was in keeping the promises I make to myself, especially when it comes to things like completing personal passion projects or completing God projects. Even most recently, when it comes to keeping the promises I make to myself in health and fitness, I've been taking my health journey very seriously. And for a long time, I would tell myself I wanted to be consistent in the gym and I just wouldn't do it. I would make so many excuses like, I'm tired, I just can't do it. And then I had to really say to myself, like, when are you going to keep your word? Right? How can you say you want to be a woman of integrity, but you can't even keep your word to yourself? Right? These are the conversations I would have with myself. And it's time for you to start having the same conversations. Really take some time to think about that. And if you haven't done it, ask yourself why. The craziest part about struggling to keep promises to yourself is that we often take this into other aspects, including our relationship with God. We keep our word to people, but we don't keep our word to God. I remember I was studying the Bible and this particular passage of scripture came up that I had never seen before. And when I tell you, it smacked me across the face and I want to read it to you. It says, when you make a promise to God, don't delay in following through, for God takes no pleasure in fools. Keep all the promises you make to him. It is better to say nothing than to make a promise and not keep it. Don't let your mouth make you sin. And don't defend yourself by telling the temple messenger that the promise you made was a mistake. That would make God angry, and he might wipe out everything you have achieved. Talk is cheap, like daydreams and other useless activities. Fear God instead. Y'all, when I read that scripture, the conviction of the Lord came upon me so heavy because all of the things that I promised God, that I said that I would do, they just began to rush through my mind. I thought about all the times where I told God that I would spend time with him and then I let the day go by. I thought about all the times where I said that I would work on this one thing that he told me to do and then I prioritize other things. Like all these things began to rush through my mind. And maybe even as I'm saying this, these things are starting to come to your mind and you're realizing that you really do struggle to keep promises to yourself and not just to yourself. But also to God. This is an area that affects every single part of our lives. And if we don't start to make a change now, then we're never going to reap a harvest. Not keeping promises to yourself is like planting a seed, expecting a harvest, but never watering it. How do you expect your seed to grow if you never water it? Right? Keeping promises to yourself is like watering the seed. Your word is the seed that you plant. And when you begin to show up and put forth the effort, that's you watering it. When you say that you're going to do something and you keep your word, there is fruit attached to that. Some of us are even missing seasons and blessings that God has for us because we won't show up. That scripture tells us that it is better to say nothing at all, to keep your mouth shut, than to make a promise to God and break it. God takes our words seriously. The word of God said that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those who love to talk will eat the fruit of it. You're either reaping ripe fruit or rotten fruit by the words that you choose to speak over your life. Now, I know that we all have different reasons why we struggle to keep promises to ourselves. Sometimes it's a time issue where you may have more demands than you have capacity and you're still trying to figure out how to balance everything. Sometimes there may be an emotional wound that is causing you to be stuck in your head and to sabotage yourself. Sometimes it's a matter of being overly ambitious. This happens a lot of time, and it's one of the reasons why people struggle to be consistent. Sometimes you really do bite off more than you can chew, where you get very excited about an opportunity or a new project that you're starting. So you set all of these ambitious goals for yourself. Let's say you wanted to start a YouTube channel. You said, you know what? I'm so excited. I'm going to post 3 videos a week. And then you don't keep the promises to yourself because you didn't realize the cost and the level of preparation that it would take to be able to sustain that. And a lot of us actually do this in our relationship with God, where we are underestimating how much time it takes to really be spiritually developed. When you come into the presence of God, God does not need anything from you. He's trying to get something to you. And sometimes it takes more than the 10 minutes that you can squeeze in your schedule. Now, again, when you're beginning building your relationship with God, I completely understand that seasons change and sometimes time is tighter than others. But there are some times where you need to make more time. You need to make it a priority to press into the presence of God. You need to eliminate some of those distractions and really lock in, or you will miss what God is trying to do in your life because you're rushing to the next thing. Honor your promises to God. A lot of you have been saying that you want to get closer to God and you're going to show up this year. You're going to study your Bible and you're going to prioritize prayer. But are you keeping the promises you make to yourself? Or are you making excuses? Are you saying, well, I don't have the time for that. I don't have the emotional capacity for this. You know, today was a long day. I just can't do it, right? I just don't have the energy. When you really want something, we make the time for it. If you got home from work and you were tired and your friend said, you know what, girl, I'm gonna pay for you to go to dinner. Let's go out. I'm sure you would get the energy. We have to really begin to question some of the things that go through our mind that prevent us from keeping our promises to ourselves. Especially those of you who have creative projects that God has told you to work on, and maybe you work a 9-to-5 and the 9-to-5 is draining you, but you made a promise to yourself that you were gonna take that project seriously. You have to push past those moments of fatigue and press through, because the fruit is on the other side of your commitment to yourself. The fruit is on the other side of the commitment and the promise you made to God. We often say things like, Lord, I love you. Lord, I'm going to serve you. God, you are actually Lord over my life. But is He Lord over your time? Is God Lord over your time? Because if He truly is Lord over your time, then you'll understand that God exists outside of time. And the time that you prioritize to spend with Him, the time that you prioritize to work on the things that He's told you to do, is not time wasted. But in fact, God will do more with that seed that you planted, that small seed, than you ever could by yourself. And it all starts with just honoring your commitments. So how do we do this? How do we keep the promises we make to ourselves and to God? First, I think we have to understand what a promise actually is. A promise is defined as a declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing and that a particular thing will happen. So once you understand what a promise actually is, you have to determine, what do I have to put in place in order to keep my word? Making the declaration and the promise is just an audible act, but there are actions that are attached to it. And sometimes those actions require sacrifices. It requires prioritizing, rearranging. Sometimes it requires you to walk away from things that have been draining your time and to push yourself in a way that you've never done before. If you don't count the cost of what it takes to actually keep your promises, then you'll just keep talking and never seeing any fruit. So let's give an example. Let's say you made a promise to yourself that you were going to get closer to God this year and spend more time with Him. The first thing that you have to do is to identify what are the things that are preventing you from doing this. Maybe you work a demanding 9-to-5 and you're struggling to build a routine, and every time you get home, you're exhausted and drained. So now that you've identified those barriers, now you have to say, okay, what do I need to put in place so that I can keep this promise to myself and to God? That may look like waking up earlier. It may look like staying up a little bit later at night if the morning time is not for you. It may look like prioritizing your lunch break and what you would be using to eat, maybe you use to fast and dedicate to spending more time with God. It may look like sacrificing your morning podcast to drive in silence or listen to worship music and pray to the Lord. It may look like using the time that you would usually use to watch YouTube videos to study your word. There's always a sacrifice when it comes to keeping a promise to yourself, and often that sacrifice is time, comfort, and pleasure. Again, there's always a sacrifice when it comes to keeping a promise that you've made to yourself, and usually those sacrifices are time, comfort, and pleasure. For me personally, I find a lot of pleasure and comfort in watching YouTube videos and keeping up with all of my favorite vloggers, but I didn't realize how much time it was taking away from things that I need to be executing in this season. Sometimes you don't even realize what's a distraction until it's identified to you by the Lord. And so maybe you need to sit in prayer and say, God, reveal to me what is distracting me, what is keeping me from keeping this promise to myself and to showing up for you. Now, a lot of times, honestly, it may be a heart issue. Again, we make time for the things that are important to us. And so we have to sometimes be honest and say, you know what, Lord, I have not been acting like spending time with you is important to me. My actions show otherwise. My words are saying that, you know, I want to spend time with you, but my actions are showing otherwise. But again, that first step is really identifying the things that are preventing you from keeping your promise and then putting a plan in place. And you do that with the Lord. The Lord is full of practical wisdom, right, for our everyday lives. And he will help you to navigate around these barriers so that you can move forward. Then the second part of keeping promises to yourself is actually committing. Again, the scripture says that talk is cheap. We say things all day and have no intention on doing them. But one of the ways that you can really start to keep the promises to yourself is by number one, verbally committing, and number two, getting some accountability. When there is no one holding you accountable for what you're going to do, especially if you have a long history of breaking promises to yourself, you're probably going to stay in that cycle for a very long time. So you have to do something different. When I'm working on keeping promises to myself, one of the first things that I will do is I will actually write down what I'm going to do and I will add a date to it. By writing down that date of when I say I'm going to get that thing done, it creates a sense of urgency in me that I didn't have before. Because sometimes lingering deadlines and just kind of those blurry lines allow us to make excuses and reason our way out of doing something. But when you begin to set a date for something, it creates this urgency in your mind. Now for me, I usually go a step further, and once I have a commitment, a written and a verbal commitment that I've made, I will often hold myself accountable by either telling one of my trusted friends who I know will be like, girl, what's going on with that? You said you were going to do that and you didn't. Or sometimes I'll make a public statement, right? I have done this plenty of times when it comes to launching programs, books, journals, things like the Doers Community. I will tell people this is what I'm doing, even if I haven't done it yet. That way I know that there are other people anticipating what I'm going to release. Now, I don't recommend doing a public declaration as a form of commitment if you are in the beginning stages of doing this, because you might create unnecessary pressure for yourself, but I do recommend at least getting an accountability partner that can help you to move past those places of procrastination and delay. Even if it's spending time with God, maybe you need a Bible study partner where you guys carve out time in your week and you meet consistently. It is okay to have help. You do not have to do everything on your own. And if you really want to start keeping the promises to yourself, you will do whatever it takes. You have to have that mindset that I am going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to get uncomfortable. I'm going to get up earlier. I'm going to stay up later. You have to develop that or you're going to be stuck. Again, do not let your mouth make you sin. It is better to say nothing at all than to make a promise that you're not going to keep. Some of you may even need to enter a silent season where you just stop saying that you're going to do things until you've done the last thing that you said you were going to do. There's no need into making new goals and setting all these bigger and bigger ambitions for yourself if you're not going to do the last things that you said you were going to do. Start simple. So I hope that this has been helpful for you. Let's quickly recap everything that we talked about. How do we keep promises to ourselves? Number one, identify the distractions and the obstacles that have been preventing you from keeping that promise. Once those things are identified, you can start to put a plan in place. Number two, make a commitment. You can do this audibly and written, right? When you make a written commitment and you write a date next to it, it creates urgency. And you can go a step further by getting some accountability. This can either be by telling people publicly what you're doing, or you can go tell a trusted friend who you know will check up on you and hold you accountable. It is okay to have help. You do not have to do this alone. And the more you practice the skill, the easier it will be to keep the commitments to yourself, because you're going to start seeing the fruit. And let me tell you something, once you start seeing the fruit of what happens when you keep the commitments you make to yourself and to God, you're never going to want to stop. Right now, you probably don't have a lot of motivation because you're not seeing any fruit. You're feeling very discouraged and you're focusing so much on the past that you can't even see what's in the future for you. Start simple. Follow the steps that I've given you and partner with the Lord in prayer, and you will be able to keep the promises that you make to yourself and to others, and you'll experience a lot more joy and satisfaction because of it. So again, I hope this has been helpful. Let me know down in the comments what area you've been struggling to keep promises to yourself and what you're going to do about it. I love you all, and I'll talk to you on the next video.